Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Today, Tuesday, Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph. We will begin Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Did Shmuel Taka say that we're not going to be Halach HaKharayv? That we'll go and save somebody, save Yisrael. We're not going to go Halach HaKharayv and say, oh, if Rav Rakutim, then the child's a Kusi. In fact, tomorrow, really, is that true? But nah, but we learned in the Mishnah. If you found a kid on the street, a abandoned child, then what do? Imrev kutim kuti. If most of the city is a kutim from kusim, then he is a kusi. Vimrev Yisrael Yisrael. But if he's Rav Yisrael, it becomes Yisrael. Mechta Yisrael. Also, if it's half and half, it's Yisrael. The Amar Rav, and Rav said about this. Lo yishanu elach yisai. We only said about that if most of the town is Jewish, then we save the child is Jewish only lachiyosei, to keep him alive, to sustain him, to give him food. But to give him a kasher yichus, to say he's a kasher Yisrael, no, we're not going to do this. Even though these are right, we're not going to go do this. Only to go and sustain him. So now, Ushmol Amar, but Shmuel says, but fakeach alav esagal. We say that Rav Yisrael, the Gemara's having it like this. We're going to say that Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, the Rav Yisrael, we're going to treat him like Yisrael, is l'fakeach lav esagal, to go and remove stones on Shabbos, meaning like a rubble under him. So what do we see over here? We see that Shmuel only holds, in a Basar case, this is a case of Shabbos, a case of B'Michal Shabbos, and he only holds when there is a Rav of Yisraelim, then we only learned that Rav Yisrael, Yisrael, l'fakeach lav esagal, to go B'Michal Shabbos. So what do we see over here? We see that if it's not a Rav, you're not going to be B'Michal Shabbos. How can you tell me before Shmuel holds that only that even if there's not a Rav, you can be B'Michal Shabbos? And the Gemara, ki itmar Shmuel aresha itmar. But Shmuel said, when Shmuel said that we're that l'fakeach lav esagal, he was going on not the ratio. He was going on something else. He was going on the fact that it says imrev kutim kutsi. If the majority of the cities, if the city's occupants, I would say, is are kusim, then we say he is a kusi. And amar Shmuel inik pikuach nefesh enekain legabi. This thing that we said that he's a kusi, Shmuel saying not Shmuel is. Not saying like we saw it before. Shmuel is saying, it's not like this. Meaning to say that we're not going to make him as a kusi, and we're actually go and save him. So, okay. So now everything's shmak. Shmuel basically holds that it's pasha, we're going to go save a person, and, you know, even if there's a rive against him, we're going to save, because we're going to chayshish that maybe the child, someone is not from the Rav. Says the Gemara. Im Rav Kusim Kusi Lamai Hochasa. Now, we already know that Shmuel holds, there will always be Deicha Shabbos, whether it's a majority, whether it's a minority, there will always be Deicha Shabbos. So now, Frakti Gemara. So now that this Braisiko says over here, well, the Mishnah says, Im Rav Kusim Kusi, Im Rav Yisrael, Mechza, Mechza, this whole thing over here, what is it needed for? According to Shmuel, it's Pashit, that even in a case where they're not in the majority, they're not in the favor, still, we're going to always save the person. So, Mreib Kusim, Kusi, Lamai Hochel, so what is it coming to refer to? Amar Papa, Lachil, and Neveilus, we all had to go and feed him Neveilus. If most of the city's occupants are Kusim, we're allowed to go and go after the Rav and feed him Neveilus. Okay, says the Gemara asks now further. In Mreib Yisrael, we know the Mishnah says, if most of the city are Jews and the person is a Jew, so what is it coming to refer to? And again, it's not coming to refer to case of B'Michal Shabbos, because we know that even if it's not a Rav, even if it's a Rav Kusim, you're going to be B'Michal Shabbos. So what is it, Rav Yisrael, Yisrael? So what is it coming for? L'hachzal Avidase, to return his lost property to him. Okay, so that's a din by a Jewish person. And Amela, the Mela, they were saying that if most of the city is Jewish, we could go Abimakimim and return his Aveda. Now, Mechza Mechza Yisrael, when the Mishnah says if it's half and half is Yisrael, Lamai Hochsa, what is Alacha? It's not to return his Avedas. What is it for? So Lamai Hochsa, Amr Shlakash Nizakin. It's for Nizakin, that's going to be the din of Mechza Mechza Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what's Nizakin? Hey, Chidami, what is this case of Nizakin? E neima did not chitardi dam litardi day. If a case of our ox, meaning ox of a person that's belonging to a vada yid, was gored the other person's ox, the person that's a suffix, so nasi raya benishko. He should say, if we say that our ox went and gored his ox, then the person should have to go bring a raya, that he might have a raya. The person should have to be a raya that is a yid, and then we'll pay him. So l'chera, what are we coming to be mikim that is a yisrael? L'chera, might have a raya. And the gemara like tzricha, no, the other way around. The nakli tayra diday l'tayra didan. His ox gored a ox of a vada yid. Now, pagiyavle, he definitely has to pay half, chatzin esek, okay? And idach palgo, regarding the other half, name alay, he could say to the person that his ox gored, the owner of the ox that his ox gored, I see raya de la viso ana ushkal. You have to be a raya because a kusi pays nezek shalim. However, now the hamitzvah of raya goes all the way around. And if you want the money, then you have to go bring a raya that I'm not a Yisrael. That I'm not a Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says, mechtzal mechtzal Yisrael, will keep him as Yisrael, meaning to say, hamitzvah of raya in such a case. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Misha nafalov lampayos, a person that there was a building that collapsed. Now the Gemara said so many different things, safik chai, safik mei, safik gusham, safik inisham, safik kusim, safik Yisrael. All these things, Micah Amar, says the Gemara, what is the Mishnah saying? Why does Mishnah have to say so many cases where we're misupik if you should be Michal Shabbos or not? And the Gemara loy mi bai kamar. We're saying loy mi bai, meaning to say loy mi bai. Not only this, but we're saying more and more and more, meaning to say as follows. We're giving a few examples of svekis, and we're saying, let's say all the svekis exist together, meaning it's such a case as follows. Loy mi bai, says the Gemara, safik usham, safik inisham, notwithstanding the fact that we have a safik if the person's here, if the person's not there, the isei chayu, and if we know the person is there, he would definitely be alive. Okay, the mefakan, and then we're going to go and remove the things from Shabbos. Alafilu suffik chay suffik meis. But even if there's a side that he's there, he's not there. Even if he is there, suffik if he's alive or not, afilu achi, we're going to go and remove all this rubble. Okay, so even if there's two svekas. And not only where there's a suffix if he's alive or a suffix not, the Yisrael, where we know definitely that is Yid, Ela, Afilu, Suffix, Kusi, Suffix, Yisrael, Mefakin. Even if it's a suffix is there, is not there. If suffix is alive or he's not alive. And a suffix if even that person is a Yisrael, Kusi, Mefakin, even all these things are going to go and clear away the rubble. Says Gemara, the Mishnah said, Mitzu Chai Mefakin. If they find them alive, they continue to go and remove the rubble. Mitzu Chai Pshit. Afrak Demar is Pashit. It's Pashit that if they find them alive, of course they're going to continue removing the rubble. It's so Pashit. Afdemar Lai Tzricha Da Afilu L'Chai Isha. Even in a case where they're going to know that maybe the guy's going to die already in a minute. However, by clearing away the rubble, they'll be able to extend his life just for a little bit. It's still, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and it sounds like you're Mechal to be Mechal Shabbos for this person. Says Gemara. V'mei Senichu. If they found him that he's dead, they should leave him there until after Shabbos. This is also obvious. Pashit, if he's dead, there's no reason to remove him to maybe Mechal Shabbos Muktzah, remove this whole rubble. L'chayra, he's not alive anymore. So now, why is Mishnah have to tell me that you leave him there? It's only needed for Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish. Why? The Tanya. We learned that a brisa. You're not allowed to go. Let's say there's a fire, and the line of fire is a mace. You're not allowed to go remove the mace because it's muksa. However, Amr Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish says, "Shemati shematzilim as a mace mivnei adleika." We do rescue a mace from the line of fire, and the reason is as follows. Because Zumar is going to talk about the reason. But the fact is that you might have thought, the fact that by Rabbi the Malakish, that over there, you're allowed to go move the mace because of your Chayshish, you're allowed to move the mace. So to over here, you might think that even if the person died, you're allowed to go and remove him. The same way Rabbi the Malakish says over there, you're allowed to move the mace. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me, though, that you're not allowed to move the mace once a person dies. So it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda Malachish. And I'll tell you the pshat why Rabbi Yehuda Malachish would agree in our case why you can't touch it. Over there, by a fire, you could touch the mace. However, over here, you cannot touch it. Zek Gemara, why? Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda Malachish like Amar. The only reason why you can move a mace on Shabbos in the line of fire is because the person is nervous about, he's going to be tarred about the mace getting on fire. And the Mela, Eloi Sharis Lay, says Gemara, Asu the Chabuye, if you're not going to go permit him to go and remove the mace, he's actually going and extinguish the fire. So we'd rather him do the Rabbanadiga Isser of Muksa rather than being over the Deraisa of putting out the fire. So that's the shot over there. If you're not going to go and permit him to remove, start, continue moving the rubble, the stones and everything, then, what's the guy going to do? We're not going to go be matter to take off the rubble, to be muksa, because you might take out the person. Okay, that doesn't make sense. They're both rabbanans. We're not going to go make one rabbanan, to prevent another rabbanan. Okay, yes, the person might... It's nothing to do with the case of by a fire. There, Rechayshish for the Raisa, there, Rabbi Yehuda Malachish would say that you touched the mace. Mashiach over here, there's no reason to do this. Therefore, we're not going to make such a heter, and you cannot touch the chiddush. You cannot touch the body if it dies. Tam Rabbanu, the Nara says, Rabbanu learned, Ad Heichanu Baidik. When you're cleaning up from the rubble, how far, until which point in a person's body do you see? Do you have to look to see if he's still alive or not? Says the Gemara, the Tanakhama says, "Ad chayt by his nose, and you look by his nose. If there's no breathing, then he's dead, and he should be left till after Shabbos." V'yishar ma'ad libay, and some say up to his heart. His heart, if his heart is beating, if you hear a heartbeat, then we're going to go and keep him alive. Whatever, further undo the rubble. Now, says this price. So Badu Kumatzal Yenu Mason, let's say went, a person checked and found the people on top. The people, there was, let's say, unfortunately a lot of people that died, one on top of the other, and found the people that are alive, that are on top, died. Well, Yaimar Kvar Meso Atachanim. Don't say, oh, if the older ones died already, for sure the older. The ones on top died. Of course, the people on bottom also died. No, you do not do such a thing. And you actually look for the bottom people also. And says Igmar, the Igmar says, a story that actually as follows. Ma'isahaya, there was actually a story. They found the upper ones, the upper bodies, unfortunately, have passed away, and the bodies that were lower to go and to were alive. Memelo, you see that we always go, even if we find people that are dead on the top, we go further down and search. Says Gemara, Neima Hanit Tanayim Kihanit Tanayim. Let's say this Machalik Tanayim is like that Machalik Tanayim. We had a Machalik Tanayim in our price, huh? Regarding whether you check from the nose, the breathing, or the Levi, or the harpy. The bar brings a braiso, which argues about a vlad. The Tanya, mehechan a vlad noitzer. From where is the vad, the vlad, the fetus, from where is it formed? From which part of the body? According to Tanakama, mereishai, from his head. The fetus is formed from his head. Shenemar mimei imi atagoizi. It says, mimei imi, from my mother's womb. Atagoizi, did you pull me out? Goizi, this is a pasuk in Tehillim. And it says the word gazi. The Ayman also says in Yirmiyah, it says gazi nizvech vashlichi. Gazi is pull out, you're here. Gazi nizvech, pull out, you're here, vashlichi, and throw it away. Now, it has the word gazi, right, in both places. Okay, it has the word gaz, okay? And just like over there, it has, talking about here, because it says pull out, you're here, gazi, pull out, you're here, gazi. So to over here, it has to mean put out your hair. That has to mean something about the head, right? The hair is from the head. And you would read it as follows, right? We'd read the passing, from the womb of my mother, you formed me from my head. Goizi is a head. So that would be the pshat, and that's the Tanakhama holds over there, that a fetus is formed from the head. Abishal, I remember Tiburai. Abishal says, no, it's from his belly button. That's where the fetus is formed from. And then after the fetus is born, so it's created from the center point, and then like Shirashim, quote unquote, I'm like roots go out in all directions to all the parts of the body, and that's how it's finished, gets finished creating. So now we want to say that the Tanakhama, this Braisa, who holds that that a flood gets formed from his head, is like the Tanakhama of our Braisa, which says that checking the nose is enough. That's life. The nose is a life part of the head. And however, Abishal says that it gets formed from the belly button. Maybe say, oh, he was the one that says we check the heart. That's like the big part of life. Says Gemara, no. Afil tema Abishal. You could even say that Abishal who holds that a body is created from the belly button, holds over here by us that it would be from the nose. Why? Because Akal Gemara Abishal Hasam Elin Litzira. Only with the Inyan creating the body. Abel Inyan, the Kol Midi Mimtias Mitzar, because everything gets created from the beginning, from the middle. So the belly button comes from the middle. However, Abel Inyan Kulach Nefesh, but regards to saving a life, Afil Abishal Maida Ikar Chiyus of Apeu, even Abishal's Maida, that the Ikar Chiyus of a person is in its nose. Tiksiv Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chayim Ba'apov. Anybody has a Nishmas Ruach Chayim Ba'apov. So we see over here, the Ruach Chaim is Ba'apav in its nose. The Ruach Chaim is linked to Ba'apav in its nose, meaning to say that the breathing is a very big indicator if a person is alive. Mamel, even Abishal will agree to by us that you would look at the nose. Amrav Papa. Now that we said over here that everything refers to the nose, right? Nishmas Chaim, the nose. So Amrav Papa Machleks Mimatal Maila. The machlek is regarding when you check by the nose, you check the heart. That's all going from when you find your person, from bottom up. However, so you get to the heart first, the shadows, do you go to the nose also? From top to bottom, once you find, you bite the gimbal totally by his nose, and you see nothing, if you start from the top, you see nothing's going on, nothing's doing, and he is... And he's not breathing, then it's you leave the person here, shumin etzarech, you don't have to check anything more. Diksev, kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. Anybody is nishmas chayim ruach chayim ba'apav. Again, ruach chayim is linked to ba'apav, meaning to say if somebody's breathing, then it's live, if not, not. Now, the Gemara is going to go and talk about the Yisrael. How do we know that pekuach nefesh is zeh Shabbos? Ukfar hayu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ma'af madarech. It once happened there, Rishmol, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were going on the road. The Levi HaSadr, and Levi the Sadr, I'm not sure what. Sadr is, Rashi says he doesn't know what it is. The Levi HaSadr, Rabbi Shmol, Benoy Shab, Elazar ben Azariah, Mahachan Achrein, were going after him. Well, Rabbi Shmol, Benoy Shab, Elazar ben Azariah. Okay. Nishal Oshel Azubathan. They were asked the following question. How do we know? That Seichel Shabbos? Not Rabbi Shmuel of the Amar. Rabbi Shmuel spoke up and said, it says as follows. It says regarding a ganav, a person that goes into the house at night, and it says in Machteres, if the ganav is discovered in like a tunnel, in Machteres, you're allowed to go and kill the person. Now, there's a ganav, you find a ganav. And now says Gemara, Umazesh Safik al Mamin Ba, Safik al Nefashis Ba, you'll find a ganav in your house at night. You're not sure if he came to steal, or you're not sure if he came to kill. And afiluachi, you're allowed to go and kill him. And shvichas damim is so chomer. Shvichas damim, you're allowed to go do shvichas damim. Even though shvichas damim, metameis aretz and metamei the land, regarding the shchina shel stag meyisrael, it makes the shchina migala. It's really really bad stuff. Afiluachi, nitein latzil ben nafshei. You're allowed to do shvichas damim to go save yourself, even though it's a suffix. Kavuchaimer says in Gemara, v'kuach nefesh deichas haShabbos. Zichar b'kuach nefesh doichas Shabbos. If b'kuach nefesh is doichas shvichas domim, which is so so terrible, zichar it's going to be, and you're going to be able to kill the person. Zichar b'kuach nefesh is doichas Shabbos, which doesn't have such catastrophic things as mitames aris and going to shchina shel stag meyisrael. Okay, now Rabbi Kiva had spoke up and said another way how we know this. It says in regards to a person that goes and kills a kohen that kills somebody, v'chiyazin ish ariyu. If a person should be yazid, mayz it kill somebody. Me'im mizbechena tikhanu lamas. From me'im mizbechi. From the side of my mizbeach. You should be taken. He should be taken to be killed. So what are we dashing on there? Me'im bizbechi v'leim me'al mizbechi. If there's a kohen that already was me'al mizbechi, already started the avodah, we're not going to let him finish the avodah, and then we're going to take him out to kill, to be killed. And the Gemara just says, throws in. V'amar abrachana amar v'yechim leishanu elo hamis. The only case regarding we do not interrupt the kohen when he's ready on the mizbeach in order to kill him, meaning we let him finish. However, if the kohen could be of benefit to us, but if, let's say, the kohen that's doing the avodah is not accused, nothing wrong, but there's a suffix, but there is a, he knows edus that can save somebody else, even when he's ready on the mizbeach, we pull him down and say, go say edus that could possibly save somebody's life. Now, fine, so that's it then. Now we'll finish off as follows. There's a suffix if there is substance to his words, if there's a suffix if not. We're not sure if the kohen that we're pulling off the mizbeach is going to be good or not. And still we're going to be doichel avoida, which avoida is so chashiv. Avoida says more doichel Shabbos. Avoida is doichel Shabbos, and still we're going to be doichel avoida because of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is doichel Shabbos. Zichar, if pikuach nefesh is doichel avoida, which is doichel Shabbos, zichar pikuach nefesh is going to be doichel Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to know. That's another reason, another way how we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. Yasha Koyach, thank you so much. Have a great day. All the best. Be well.